An effort to block land desecration. Hi, this is Nancy Stapp from your Northern New Mexico newsroom. According to Francisco El Comanche Gonzalez, nephew of the man who has filed the Cristobal de Serna land grant claim, it was not done to create trouble for the people, but was done to block development.
And this is one of the things that our community of Rancho Stalpa and Llano Quemado are looking at, is saying, well, the more we develop that area, the more we desecrate our beautiful mountain. And that's one of the things I think that is primary in the thoughts of the board.
El Comanche says he does not speak for the Cristobal de la Serna Land Grant Board, but he is close enough to the situation to know historically how important the claim is and why it is being given consideration.
It's been festering now for centuries, for generations, and it's come to this, but I'd rather it come to this kind of a conclusion than what we had in 1967 when we had the Rio Riva courthouse raid.
El Comanche is referring to the armed courthouse raid led by the Chicano movement activist Reyes Lopez Tijerina in Tia Amaria in 1967. Broadband is coming. We may not know when it's going to be here or exactly how much it's going to cost, but something everyone can agree upon is how much we're going to use it when it gets here. Last Friday, the Taos County Chamber of Commerce forum met for lunch at the Hotel Don Fernando. The discussion was about broadband, and several business leaders in the community spoke about what the addition of broadband internet is going to mean for economic development. It's March, and you know what that means. Luckily, JoJo Valdez has the March Madness scores in the state tournament for us. In girls, in 3A, Lady Tigers fall short, losing to Ruidoso 67-55. The Lady Tigers finished off with a great season. Monica Trujillo with 23 points, and Brittany Gonzalez finished with 19. In 2A, the Lady Panthers of Peñasco, who are seated at number 2, beat Dexter 59-40. They move on to the second round at the Santa Ana Star Center for Tuesday morning's game. And in 4A, the Lady Sun Devils of Española will play at the Pit Tuesday at 4:45 against Grants. In boys, in 2A, the Peñasco Panthers end their season with a loss to Bosque 42-26. In 3A, the Tigers win it 56-52. Round 2 will be played. That is at Santa Ana Star against St. Mike's Wednesday night at 8:15. In 4A, the Sun Devils of Española will take on the Capital Jaguars in a big game in the second round of the state that will be at the Pit Wednesday night at 6:30. From your Northern New Mexico newsroom, I'm Nancy Stapp, and you're up to date. More trouble for the Chama Railroad. Hi, this is Nancy Stapp from your Northern New Mexico newsroom. This has been a troubled summer session for the Cumbres and Toltec Scenic Railroad out of Chama, New Mexico. First, a fire destroyed a bridge on the 64-mile narrow gauge line back in June. The little engine that could kept chugging along, but many fewer travelers showed up for the ride. Then this week, one of the historic passenger trains struck one of their new crew vehicles, sending two employees to the hospital with minor injuries. Chama's Mayor Archie V. Hill wants everyone to know the trains are running. Well, in other news, Governor Richardson was back in town yesterday, and yes, he brought more money with him. This week it was much needed, $100,000 aimed squarely at upgrading media equipment at the Taos Center for the Arts. Outside the building, which is owned by the town of Taos and operated by the nonprofit TCA, the governor insisted that Taos is fertile for all things film. He wants more people to see high-quality media presentations and learn more about how to produce creative media.
I'm delighted to provide $100,000 from the Governor's Media Arts Fund to the Taos community. This is going to be to purchase some new equipment for filmmaking, to train filmmakers, to get better performances here in Taos. Taos is a great center for the arts, and I'm delighted that these funds will help not just get this new equipment, but improve the arts and film here in Taos.
TCA Director Ron Usherwood had been working on upgrading media gear at an extremely tight operating budget. The Governor's largesse will enhance the TCA presentation, like the film festivals, high school drama on the big stage, high def feeds from the Metropolitan Opera, and more. The TCA has been doing more with less lately, and Ron Usherwood is eager now to start doing more with, well, more.
It means a great deal. It means a support for the arts, and not only from a point of view of the artists themselves, but also for the people. Give them a better better experience in the arts, giving people a venue to be able to explore the arts, whether they're doing the artwork themselves or they're watching it, or they're still participating. And to be able to create a better place for people to be able to come to and participate in the arts in Taos, that's what we wanted.
It may take 3 days to take in this weekend's events in and around Taos, jam-packed with places to go and things to do. The third annual Taos Artist Organization kicks off this evening at 6 at the Sagebrush. This year's studio tour features dozens of destinations this weekend and next, in between a week of art workshops. You do need a map and directory to keep track. Your Northern New Mexico newsroom can help you find your way. The Taos Gallery Association won't be left behind as it offers the Art Walk on Saturday. Look for an extended block party near downtown. Then there's the Taos Mountain Music Festival, starting off at 4 p.m. today, Friday, and running through Sunday. That's when the music and the film and the food and hiking and more will be going on nonstop on the high ground. Have a happy Labor Day weekend. I'm Nancy Stapp from your Northern New Mexico newsroom.